What's up, everybody? Welcome to the CaliCast. I'm Uriah Faber, the California Kid. Be spitting some knowledge, telling stories, and having a good time. What's up, guys? This is CaliCast, and a new version of the CaliCast. We're doing a chess interview format, which is awesome because it's one of my favorite pastimes. You know, I wouldn't say I'm great at chess. I've been whooped really badly when it comes to people that are actually really good at chess. And there's levels to everything. But I'm pretty good. I'm pretty damn good. And I always talk about how jiu-jitsu, fighting, you know, most combat sports are like the real-life chess. So, and this is a simulated war. So, no better way to have a conversation with some of our buddies and interesting people than over a game of mental warfare. You can see behind me, there's Gandhi Fight Club, the Gandhi Fight Club. We're still thinking of the name under the CaliCast, which this will be called. I was thinking the Alpha Gambit.
I like
that. You know, maybe Gandhi Fight Club. But I think we're going to leave it up to the folks at home to submit some names, which this segment of the CaliCast should be named. So be thinking about that. My guest today is one of our great friends and brother from across the Canadian border, gentleman Josh Hill, who's one of the baddest dudes on the planet and getting ready to do battle again in May, right?
Yeah, bro, May 7th.
May 7th. And so, Josh, you've been coming down here for a lot of years from
2014.
Since 2014.
Yeah,
7 years. And Josh has come down and one of those quiet, unspoken guys, almost like a Josh Emmett, ironically with the same name. You know, walk quiet but carry a heavy stick, as they say. So it's going to be hard to be talking shit to you during playing chess, but I'm going to do it anyways.
That's all good. Do it.
So
I know how to play chess, but it's...
Oh, okay. That's the first excuse. We'll see if this is common ground. This is the first one of these episodes. That's the first excuse. Now, just to set the tone here, so it's not like I'm picking on a elementary school kid or something, like in a fight. Josh grew up playing chess.
I did.
But has only played maybe 5 times in the last 10 years, so.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, it's like getting on a bike,
three to five,
man.
I was pretty good, top of my class.
Okay.
But it's been, 25 years.
Yeah, no big deal. No real format for this. We just want to talk shop and play chess, so we have to multitask, and that's going to help our games tremendously, but want to get to know a little bit more about Josh. Like I said, been coming down here 7 years now, and, you know, a competitive guy, a quiet guy, but a dangerous guy, and I've seen a lot of your fights. We'll get into a little history of how you got into the fight game, where you grew up, what your current situation is like, and everything else. Cool. But before that, let's choose who goes first. Is it odd or even?
It's always even.
Dang, man, those his instincts are on. Okay, so you're going first, and pretty sure Josh was Googling chess moves while we were sitting here waiting, but... We'll see how that pans out. Go for it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So.
Big move.
That is a big move. So, Josh, you grew up in Canada your whole life?
Grew up in Canada my whole life, man. Yeah, just in Hamilton, which is like right outside of Toronto.
Okay.
In Ontario.
Where's there's a place with a lot of cash. What's the richest place in Canada?
I would say probably Toronto or Vancouver.
Yeah. I think Vancouver is what I'm thinking.
Vancouver's the West Coast, and Toronto's the East Coast, but both are crazy, crazy
expensive. Is there a West Coast, East Coast beef, like kind of like in the rap game here in the U.S.?
No, I mean, this is Canada you're talking about, right?
There's some Canadian gangsters, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd say, no, West Coast is way more like kind of hippie-esque. More chill, and then the East Coast is much more, you know, rat racy type thing, you know.
That's exactly the way it is here. That's nuts.
You know, it's very similar, like New York style, I know, here.
Don't be scared, homie. Let's go. Bring this guy's horses. He's really thinking in the first couple moves. I don't even know if you're supposed to do that. Just move, man. Come on. You got nothing. What are you trying to protect here, Josh?
I'm just strategic, man.
So, Josh, you're 20-3 now.
20-3.
And you've made a career choice, and you've been at the in the Bellator circuit.
I've now had two fights Bellator so far, yeah.
And then before that, it was...
I fought everywhere, dude. All through Canada coming up. I went Ultimate Fighter season 18. That's how I met you guys.
Right.
Through Chris.
Yeah.
But I always, you know, I always knew I wanted to come out here. Just, I think stylistically, it was perfect fit for me, you know?
Yeah.
I met Chris there, and then I said, like, I want to come out, and I think he put me in touch with you and Dave.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. But, and
so that was season, what season was that of the Ultimate Fighter?
18.
18.
Yep.
Yeah. So. And, how old were you when you're on that show?
I was 26. Yeah.
That's wild. Holdsworth taught practice today, and, you know, he's one of those guys that is kind of a soft-spoken guy in a lot of ways, but is coming out of his shell this year. He told me this is his year. He's starting to do some YouTube content. He's starting to, you know, put his name out there a little bit more when it comes to being a leader in mixed martial arts. Because, I mean, as you know, your season, Chris won the whole thing, finished everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And what was your interpretation of Chris when he was on the show? What was it like?
I went, yeah, you're up. I got along with Chris, to be honest. We were on the same team. And he was very... He's one of those guys that was very disciplined, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, did his thing. And he was still cool to, like, hang out with and talk with, but was very, you know...
He was all business.
All business, yeah.
That's so much how he is, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's good, man. I would say to this day, he's probably the worst person to have on my back when we're grappling, for real. Like,
He's
a guy that you can't shake off, and he's just hard to deal with. And I've grappled with some killers, but he's definitely one of the tops, man.
Yeah, that's you know, like I said, there's levels to everything, and Chris is the guy, like you said, that you do not want to have on your back. He's one of the Charles Cobrina. That's someone that's on another level. Every time I go with the guy, I'm like, okay, I didn't really even get close to submitting him, and he submits me a couple times, and I'd say Chris is in that same boat. The Canadian lifestyle, is there like a real Canadian pride going on? I mean, I feel like it's almost like when I think of Canada, I think of Leave It to Beaver. Like, hey, how's it going there? Nice to meet you, buddy.
Totally not like that, man. I mean, it's very similar to the States, to be honest. I would say there's a little, I'd just say we're politer, probably, overall. you know, Canada's always... Canadians always say I'm sorry for everything, but
say what?
They say I'm sorry for.
I'm
everything.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. But no, it's very similar, dude.
You know, there's one person that says I'm sorry a lot, who doesn't mean it at all. Who's that? And he was out here coaching for us, Owen Carr. Owen, if you're out there,
Owen.
I hear I'm sorry a lot. I don't know if I believe you ever, but shout out to
dude, Owen.
Owen,
yeah. Owen's a beauty.
He is a piece of work.
Yep. Miss Owen. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, he's back out in Canada doing something.
I think he is, yeah.
So, 20-3 at this point, yeah. And you're, you know, like I said, there's two fights in Bellator, and you fought everywhere else. You've been on the Ultimate Fighter.
World Series.
World Series of Fighting. Yep. Did they have the million-dollar contract for your World Series?
No, man. I know. I had four fights with them, I think, and two for the title against Marlon. Those are two of my losses.
Right.
But yeah, I they didn't have the million-dollar thing with when I was so,
that's unfortunate, man.
Right. That's what I was hoping for the Bellator. They just announced the light heavyweight Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And the million-dollar cash. I was hoping they'd do a bantamweight one, but
they should, man.
They have enough guys, man. That like the bantamweight division's deep.
So those that don't know, World Series of Fighting used to be PFL, Professional Fighters League.
Yeah, now it's PFL.
Used to be used to be World Series of Fighting. Now it's PFL. It switched over. And they're just throwing out cash for a while, but you missed that boat.
I missed that boat.
Our boy Lance Palmer, who's been a training partner of ours, he twice won the $1 million check. So that's turning heads in the MMA world. Like, people are like, there's UFC where you get more chicks, probably.
Yeah.
You get more sponsorship opportunity. People know your name.
More notoriety.
More notoriety. Probably harder fights.
Yeah.
Depending
on who you're.
Who's in your weight class. Is it my turn?
Anyway.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, see, I need to not be a hypocrite here. My time to hustle. Okay, so Lance the Party Palmer, the $1 million man twice over, and I've had multiple people say I want to go that route and try to get that $1 million check.
Man, that's life changing dough.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Can be. Although inflation's happening, $1 million isn't going to be. You can't barely buy a coffee for $1 million pretty soon.
It's crazy.
They're dumping all these trillions of dollars everywhere in the economy. Okay. Ooh.
Some shit now, eh?
We're getting into the thick of things. So tell me about your family life. So you're how old now?
I'm 34.
34. That's a great. Man, I wish I was 34 again. Honestly.
Yeah, I wish I was 26.
I'd take 26 too, but 34 was some good times.
Yeah.
And you've got family at home?
I do, yeah. Wife, stepson, he's 11 now, and my baby girl's two and a half.
Okay, are you going to encourage the son to get into the fight game?
This? Man, it's tough. I think I kind of missed the boat with it. That's how I met my wife, through my gym. She brought him there when he was
sick. Tell us about your gym again. It's
Vision Quest MMA and Fitness back home. Just a little gym that we started 4 years ago. And it's growing, man. It's doing well. COVID kind of screwed everything up right now, but
of course,
luckily enough, we're not in some spots or some gyms. Their landlords are dicks and closing them up, but we're good right now. So
right,
but yeah, that's my little spot at home, and that's where we met.
And so, what about your daughter? Would you let her fight?
I think she's gonna be the scrapper.
Really,
honest, dude? Yeah.
Are you gonna encourage it? Or are you gonna?
Shit, I don't want to encourage it, but I just think it's going to happen. You know, I'm going to put her in, gymnastics first.
Okay, let's go. Time's ticking, man. Time's ticking.
Gymnastics first, and then I'm going to put her in wrestling. And then from there, we'll kind of see what's up. But
okay,
I think she just naturally has that little, aggression in her, man.
She might be the one, huh? Yeah. I've seen her. She looks a lot like you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
She's like your friggin' twin. Yeah. It's hilarious. And what's her name?
Marley.
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 Like Bob? Like our boy Bob?
Like Bob. I spelled it with IE, though.
Gotcha. Okay, that's my move.
That's your move?
That's my move.
That's it, eh?
That's all I got, man. All right. This is getting testy in here. So you had the two fights to Marlon Moraes.
Yep.
Those are the two of the three losses. He's been a staple in the UFC now. He's gotten very close to did he fight for the title?
He did, yeah. He fought
for the UFC title. Yeah. It's gotta feel good regardless of, you know, the result of those fights. One was a nasty KO, right? It was like live by the sword.
Yeah.
Live by the sword, die by the sword. I remember, you know, that was a hard one.
Yeah. The first fight we had was a five-round war.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I shocked a lot of people. I think they thought he was just gonna steamroll me.
Yeah.
We went the distance and it was a close fight. The second fight, ironically, I felt better than the first.
Really?
I just got caught as I kind of changed levels. He threw a kick up the middle and caught me, but
yeah.
He's
one of the most dangerous guys out there for the first two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
He kind of loses some steam in the later rounds, but
agreed.
Okay, your move. So, the Canadian fight scene. I mean, GSP is obviously the guy that
is the dude. Yeah.
Is the guy. I mean, did that just send a wildfire throughout the Canadian world? Did everybody get into MMA? What was your motivation?
I always loved it, man. I love watching fights. I pretty much won hockey, my competitive hockey career, if you want to call it that, was done.
Everybody plays hockey in Canada.
Everybody plays hockey in Canada.
Wow, that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I still play.
Were
hockey,
you the enforcer?
I wasn't the enforcer per se. Like, I wasn't the designated fighter, but I definitely would fight a lot, and I was probably one of the best hitters on the team.
Uh-huh.
So I was. If I had to compare myself to a player, I'd probably say like Darcy Tucker-esque. Kind of like that, if you know who that is. I don't know if you watch hockey, but
I don't watch anything.
More like that greedy guy that gets in the corners and causes shit.
There you go.
But yeah, after the hockey was done, I was needed something, dude, and I found training one day at the gym. I just seen two guys were doing a grappling class, and that's how I started.
That's awesome. And did you wrestle growing up?
No, I didn't.
You're all hockey.
Yeah, I didn't start wrestling until I started doing MMA in general. Everybody thought I was a wrestler. I didn't just, it was my look, and I think that's what came naturally to me first.
Yeah.
I just picked that up the quickest, I think.
At this point, are there aspirations to go? Because I know, I mean, you're a career fighter. I mean, that's what you do. You have a gym that's in this space. You've fought in some of the most prestigious organizations and been part of a reality show that's one of the benchmarks for our sport. Okay, here comes the comeback. Oh, shit. Watch. Down 3-1. It's starting now. Boom. Okay, now it's 1-3. I'm a big underdog here, Tuss. Okay, I want Jonah, if I win, I want some sort of action out of you. You're gonna have to do What's your background again, Jonah? Armenian. I want an Armenian jig as a celebration on the couch if I win. Deal?
Jig.
Okay. For those that don't know, we've got Jonah behind the podcast control panels and our producer extraordinaire. You've seen her on CaliCast in the past. Tussifer, one of the best parts of Team Alpha Male in the last 10 years. And so does your daughter spend most of her time in the gym? Is it a family-run business? Does your wife work?
My wife's a teacher at a college, Mohawk College, out by us.
It's called Beauty in the Brain. No. Beauty and the Beast. Bronze. What would be a good way to describe that? One's a big meathead and the other one's the intelligent.
Beauty and the Beast pretty much works,
right? Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. So she's
call her Beast.
She's the brains.
I'll have trouble with you.
Yeah. There you go. So yeah, she's the brains in the brains. Operation.
She's definitely the
brains. Does she help you run the business as well? Like bookkeeping and stuff?
I mean, she's helped a bit, but I have a couple partners, and so it kind of takes care of that. Oh, but gotcha. Yeah, but she's definitely the brains behind everything at the house for sure.
That's cool. And you've been married how long now?
We've been married, 2 years now? Yeah, just nice. Over 2 years. Yeah.
And how long have you known each other?
For like 5. Yeah.
Nice. So, when it comes to the gym, Vision Quest, is it fitness and MMA? What's the bulk of your business there?
Most of it's just I would say striking based more so.
Uh-huh.
That's probably our biggest thing. But yeah, it's more recreational. I do have some guys fighting out of it now, which is kind of cool. But that's definitely not my main focus.
Right.
I found anyways in Canada gyms like that tend to never make money fighting gyms, you know.
Welcome to my life, dude. and people think I'm joking about that.
It's for
this,
real.
This
dude.
Gym has been a gym of passion.
Yeah, yep, for sure. It's
so fitness and striking related more,
mostly basic.
But you have a jiu-jitsu program.
We do have a jiu-jitsu program, though. It's definitely our lesser of the two in popularity. Everybody wants to do kickboxing and Muay Thai.
Gotcha. We got to get you affiliated with Team Alpha BJJ, and I'm working on an app right now.
Oh, yeah?
MMAU app. So
that'd be cool.
I'll tell you more about it. But yeah,
That would be awesome.
Okay, 4-2. He's doubled my guys at this point. It's better than 3-0 is how I started. So I'm kind of gaining some ground here. Yeah. Jonah, get your jig ready, bud. You got the shiny black brown pants. You're ready. You're ready to perform. Or you know what would be better? You got to spar with Tuss if I win.
That'd be good.
We got the cage. Let's do it. We'll do a panorama of this office, but my office looks into the business office of the cage over there. So if I win, Jonah gets to do a little scrap. Gotcha. We got to get Joey there. What's the size of your gym?
My gym's small. It's like 2,000 square feet, something like that.
Do you know how many members you have off the top of the head?
I would say right before COVID, we were probably over 100 for sure. You know,
nice.
So you're starting to getting pretty busy. I was actually looking at a bigger spot right before it all hit. Thankfully, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Or else we wouldn't screw. But yeah, we're looking to get into a bigger spot for sure. But we'll see now. Actually, now might be a better time because commercial real estate's dropping off because can't afford anything anymore.
Well, so you don't own the
I don't own the facility, no.
Okay. Now, I would suggest you do that.
Definitely thought about that for sure.
If
I would like a spot.
Way to think about it. I don't know the Canadian stuff, but. Yeah. I'm sure they have something like an SBA loan, a small business loan, et cetera. And those are for purchasing commercial real estate.
Yep.
That's like a nice little way to be able to enter into commercial real estate. Cause normally you'd have to put down 25-30% down.
Yeah.
And for an SBA loan, it's 10%. And then you got to factor in, you know, what you're making on your gym. If you're, you know, breaking even, if you're turning a profit, whatever it may be. Okay. Ooh. Got it. Got one. Interesting. Do I take his horse with my horse? What do you think, Jonah? Don't tell me. Tuss?
I don't know anything about chess.
No?
Oh, we got to change that.
We got to change that.
Okay. And so, yeah, that's an interesting thing for, because a lot of ways, if you're a fighter, you're always like, oh man, I want to have my own gym and this and that.
Yep.
And it seems like
it's a great idea.
Right?
It seems like it should just fit, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time it's a very hard struggle.
It is, man.
And, you know, especially, because a lot of us, our passions are, and this is for you folks at home, this is MMAU, so we're always trying to learn about the world of mixed martial arts and how to survive as a fighter. Josh is a guy that's, like we've said, had some real success when it comes to, you didn't see that one. This guy. I knew it.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Okay. So this guy's been, you know, I guess kind of late to the game as far as, because you weren't a wrestler, right? So hockey was what age?
When I ended?
What time? Yeah, how old were you when you ended playing hockey?
21.
Yeah, so you're 21 and when you started.
That's when I started training. Yeah, so I started late for sure.
Yeah, you started late. Obviously some natural gifts as an athlete and whatnot.
Athleticism.
And 20 is not super, super late. It's still
For not having any background, I guess.
For not having any background, yeah. It is a late start.
And you know what's crazy is I didn't have any amateur fights or any boxing matches or any kickboxing fights or anything
right.
like that. I jumped right into my first pro fight.
Yeah.
And just kind of learned on the job.
Yeah. And that's kind of the way, for someone that starts late, you don't want to do too many amateur fights.
No.
Right, especially if you are realistic about your abilities, and I mean, being a hockey player, you're already in somewhat of a combat sport, but
never individual though, right?
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference. So that's impressive that you've been able to, like I said, you've fought for world championships and on big organizations, and you're in one of the biggest organizations in the world right now, and, yep, and having a lot of success. 20-3 is an amazing record. Just to put it in perspective, you know, what's my record? I've had 46 fights. I have like maybe 11 losses or something like that.
You think you're going to fight again?
I don't know. I've been tempted. I've been getting in shape.
Yeah.
So
quite a bit, yeah.
Just because when there's like a little bit of whenever there's some shit talking going on, I'm like, you know what? Probably be a good idea for me to get myself in shape.
Yeah.
And I'm always game for a fight. I mean, the age thing isn't really a factor for me as far as like,
yeah, but you're why not, I what do are you, or don't. 40?
41.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you're not at most 41, you know.
No, I'm not. So I'm not necessarily like saying yes, I'm going to fight absolutely, but there's a very good chance that
is there something that's like
I could fight
a name that would be something that would draw you right back.
Well, they were talking about the TJ fight
quite
a bit, but I don't think he wanted that fight. And I didn't agree to it either. In all honesty, it wasn't like I've been like prepared to have, just because of COVID and with the kid, the brand new kid and everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
I had to keep things wild and ideally I would have come off that loss with Peter Yan, who's the current world champ, and kept training and got momentum and had like maybe another fight and then had maybe one fight after that and be done. Yeah. But another baby on the way, had some stuff go down with the family, then the COVID stuff hit, like all these different things were happening.
A lot of shit.
Man. And that was just
Jack.
Oh man, what am I doing, bro? What am I doing?
Better keep him talking.
Yeah, that's great. So ideally I would have liked to have another fight. And then TJ comes out of retirement, and I'd be in shape and ready to get re-gun. But I've got two babies in the casa, and everything along that line is kept me pretty stagnant here at the gym, other than handling business. So I've started to lose some weight. I actually got COVID.
You got it,
I had COVID. Got it from my daughter, who got it from her aunt.
How was it?
It wasn't bad at all. No. I lost my smell.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
That was it. And then, go ahead. This could be my first episode, first loss. What do you think about the current landscape of the 135-pound division in the UFC? Have you paid much attention?
I have. I love fights no matter what, whatever organization they're in, and especially bantamweight, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's stacked. I mean, I'm biased, but I think besides lightweight, I think it's the best division out there right now.
Yeah.
It's just full of killers, dude. I want to see the Yan Sterling fight this weekend. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that one.
Yeah.
Who do you think in that? I mean, you've been in there with Yan.
You know, I talked to Sterling after my fight, and he said he took away a lot from my fight with Yan.
Really?
Which was, I'm not sure exactly what to say his game plan is, but, you know, I was a bit elusive, and I didn't do any wrestling, so maybe he's saying he should have wrestled more, or you know, I don't know what the...
I think that's what his biggest key to victory would be.
The rumor is that Yan has been with the Russian, who are some of the best wrestlers on the planet, with their world team, just training wrestling all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but at the end of the day, that guy is on a quest to get better. It's not about...
Oh, he's good.
It's not about, like, is he going to be able to wrestle or not? He's going to be able to wrestle a lot better this time than he has ever in the past.
Yeah.
So we don't know what that looks like, per se, but I think... Unless Sterling can really make it an ugly grappling match, he's going to have some trouble.
Yeah, I agree
with that. Sterling, his stand-up's gotten better, and it's unorthodox, and Yan really has trouble with that. So,
Yan's more More so boxing-esque.
Yeah, he is. Yep. So, yeah, 7 years coming out here.
Yeah, man. The old gym we started at.
That's right, man. Do you have any tough rounds that stand out to you throughout that time? In the room, tough rounds?
There was always tough rounds, man. I remember.
I mean, I can have some, I can think of some rounds where I got friggin' rocked or just like something that stands out.
I never like felt like I got rocked or anything like that, but I can remember my favorite rounds were with Chad.
Oh, Mendez?
Yeah. Yeah,
I love you're the him. Only one. That guy would smash everybody, huh?
He's a freak, right? But it was just, I don't know, I had a fun in there. I remember I had a fight come up, I can't remember who, but he was getting ready to fight Frankie.
Yeah.
So we had a shit ton of rounds together, and it was fun, man. Probably the most explosive athlete I've ever trained with, for sure.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. 100%. At the end of this, we're going to have Tuss and Jonah do a stare down just in case for the next time, though. We'll get that on. We'll get that in front of Gandhi.
In front of Gandhi.
You ready for this? The stare down is happening. That's the silver lining behind this fucking game right here. Silver lining for Jonah because he's not going to get beat up by a girl. And the silver lining for the people at home because you're going to get to see the greatest stare down of all time. Okay. Check.
Horse to sleep now.
The gentleman. The gentleman's gonna put the horse to sleep, man. That's not like you, Josh. That's not like you, man. Looks like the fans are gonna get the long awaited stare down that they always wanted from Jonah and Tuss. It's gonna be nasty. So, just fair warning, Jonah is a spitting image of Cody Garbrandt. It's hard to tell the two apart when they're in the room together. This is the moment you've all been waiting for, the moment I take his queen. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. Ah, that's all I wanted, man. I set a personal goal before this game. I said, I don't care if I win or lose. I just want to take the queen. So, here we go. So we've got the main event. It's Israel. I can't say his name very well. I love the guy.
Adesanya.
The style bender versus
the Polish guy.
I got to go with the smooth prowess of the champ, man. He's something else. So
which champ?
Israel.
Israel. Yeah. Light heavyweight.
Yeah. He's going up.
Yeah,
he's going to be so much faster. I think that's the key.
I think it's not even it'll be Adesanya will win for sure.
Yeah. What are the picks?
Who else we got?
Amanda and Megan Anderson. It's hard to bet against Amanda. She's like two division champ, legitimate, took out Cyborg, so I'm going to go with her. I think
Nunes, yeah.
KO. Man, I keep going back and forth on this one. Jan, I haven't really seen him in trouble once. I think I saw him get rocked once. He hasn't really been out wrestled. I've seen, watched him wrestle a little bit.
Aldo looked good early with him.
What's that?
Aldo looked good early with
him, but yeah, he did look pretty good. He landed some nice clean shots. Yeah. Jan would be more likely to lose to, in my opinion, Aldo, who actually has like a super savvy stand-up game because Jan will let people hit him sometimes.
He does, yeah. He takes shots.
You know? Sterling is either going to be able to submit him, which I think is very possible.
Yep.
Or he's going to get outpointed, possibly knocked out in the later rounds only.
I'm going to say Jan third round TKO.
TKO? Okay, I think I've guessed other. Yeah, I'll probably guess it both ways. So this time I'll guess it Aljamain with a the fourth round submission. I'm going with Dober. Dober had that nasty knockout his last fight over a really tough guy, and he's been, on a tear. He's found his groove a little bit. So I'm going with Dober.
I'm gonna go Islam. Yeah, I think go.
I'm going to go with Thiago Santos. I feel like I don't know anything about the other guy. And I've seen Thiago fight, so that's what I'm going with that. Dang, I didn't realize Cruz was on the prelims.
Yeah.
Cruz is gonna make him miss and make him pay. I think Casey Kenney has won a couple fights he wasn't supposed to on grit and willpower and being tenacious, but Dominic's gonna outclass him in my opinion. Man, we got Song. I think
I don't know a lot about this guy, Kyler Phillips.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a CIF wrestler, California wrestler. He's been doing martial arts since he was a kid. His dad was a national champ for karate. Good athlete, can do like kick flips. He used to do parkour and like breakdancing stuff. So he's a very, very tough opponent, but I think Yudong's power and well rounded prowess is gonna be too much for him. Oh, man, 12-0. Man, this is an amazing card, isn't it?
This card is amazing.
Sick card. I think so, too. If you're an MMA fight fan of past and present, this card is friggin' stacked. So I'm going Joseph, of course.
Of course.
That's our boy. You know, had a couple of losses to the current champ, but Joseph's always
right there.
Always right there, ready to take someone's head off. So I think the well roundedness of Joseph is going to be the key.
I don't know that Bontorin really.
I don't really know him either. I've seen
the
Cara France. Yeah. I thought he won a fight that I thought he lost. I think if it's the right guy I'm thinking of, but I don't have much to go on, so I'm going to go with Kai.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, guys. Hey. I hope you guys enjoyed this this segment. It's the Alpha Gamut or the Gandhi Fight Club. Or send us some suggestions because we're trying to find a good name for this CaliCast segment. We have MMAU, which is all about the sport. I want to thank Josh, who's been, like I said, man, a brother from the Canadian mother who comes out here and bashes heads and goes home and wins money and lives a good life. So thanks for the humbling experience, buddy.
Thank you, my man.
All right. And your fight again?
Unofficial, but they'll announce it soon, but May 7th.
May 7th
in
Bellator.
Bellator,
You have the opponent or you can't say?
I do have the opponent.
Can't say.
Just say it'd be number one contender fight.
All right. That's our boy bringing home the bacon.